Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to another TV and Film Wednesday. My guest today is presenter, writer, podcaster, and just so much more, Katie Puckrick, who also enjoys yoga.
I love how in every episode you talk about my yoga, and the irony is that I haven't been able to do it because I haven't been able to get into class because of lockdown.
What about online yoga at home,
Katie? I resist it. It makes me frustrated and angry. I mean, like, everything makes me frustrated and angry. I'm no different from any of you out there. I think we can all relate. But no, I just want to be in the sacred space of yoga. I want to be in that room, the nice hardwood floor, the, you know, the incense burning. And in my place has carpeting. There's not enough room. Yeah. I'd have to keep moving to a different room. I just don't like it.
It's true. It's like, it's not just about the class. It's like the space and leaving your space to go somewhere else.
Yes, I want to go somewhere else. I want to get out of the house. And I also want to be in a room with other practitioners. Yeah. I just want the whole social experience of a communal experience. That's not to say I don't practice yoga at home. I do my own practice, but I miss those classes.
I completely understand that. So today's 12 questions are all about TV and film. Let's quiz, Katie. Question number one. Who narrated the documentary film March of the Penguins?
March of the Penguins was narrated by March. Marching.
It's an actor with a voice that just is so familiar and comforting and wise.
I would say an actor with a comforting, familiar, and wise voice would be the man who always does the voice of God. He's Morgan Freeman.
Correct.
Oh my gosh. I can't. I don't know if I've seen March of the Penguins.
No, I haven't either.
Okay.
Question number two. Toy Story was the first film by Pixar, but what was the second?
Toy Story 2?
Nice one, but no, I'm afraid.
Okay, wait, let me guess again. Let me guess again. It's like a thing with the little robot guy, the dead planet Earth, and then there's a robot or something.
I think you mean Wall-E.
Wall-E, thank you. It's like, you know, you have somebody who's on the verge of senility, and then I'm like trying to describe planet Earth in the 21st century, and then you'd like...
I'm like,
interpret.
What she means is...
Thank you.
But
thank
actually, it was A Bug's Life, so anyway.
Okay, yeah, I didn't see it. I like Wall-E. I'm so simple-minded. I apologize, everybody.
No. Question number three. In what decade was the BBC founded?
I would say the 1930s.
Oh, it's the 1920s, the correct answer.
They are quick off the mark.
They were ready to go.
They saw some flappers and they said, we need to broadcast this information.
Question number four. In the film Top Gun, if Val Kilmer was Iceman, who was Tom Cruise?
He was Fireman. I don't know. I didn't see it.
Neither did I, but everyone knows what he was called.
He was called Future Scientology Freak.
We're going to have to do a Katie and Makita special. So it's like the name for someone who's like a little
I love this. Please help me. I'm going to follow your breadcrumbs.
Articulate stroke quiz.
Okay, yeah.
It's like a name for someone who's...
stroke victim quiz.
Who does like... How do you explain it? Like a bit of a... How do you explain it?
Okay, Iceman
like
versus...
mystery, a guy who's like a...
Enigma man.
No, less mystery, actually.
Enigma boy. What was his... Wait.
In Top Gun,
Tom Cruise's name was...
Enigma boy.
Squirt butt. Sunglass man.
The great answer is Maverick.
Maverick. Okay, so that's like rebel.
That's it. I should have said like a rebel. Question number 5. The Rise of the Machines was the third installment of which sci-fi film franchise?
The Rise of the Machines! Rise up, you machines, and defeat the other machines.
So no idea.
The Machines 1 and 2. Part 3, The Rise of the Machines. Star Wars? I don't know, Star Wars?
Correct answer is Terminator.
What? Okay, great.
So the 1 and 2 were great. It sounds like it all went a bit weird. Rise of the Machines for 3.
Question number 6. When Forrest Gump went to the White House to pick up his medal for bravery in Vietnam, which president did he show his buttocks to?
I haven't seen that film. So I'm...
What?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how I fill my hours, but I have not seen Top Gun, Rise of the Machines,
or The Buttock. Each to his own.
The Buttock movie.
You've never seen Forrest Gump.
He's got buttocks. He walks around and he shows his buttocks to the guy in the White House, and that guy is President Lyndon B. Johnson?
Absolutely correct.
All right.
Wow. Never even seen the film.
Okay.
And that's who Katie, that's who you are.
That's
who I am.
You don't
even need to see it.
Yes.
Question number 7. Who created the Netflix film Death to 2020? And did you watch it?
Is it some sort of mean, like sarcastic, cynical man who makes a living being cruel about everything?
Or some would say analytical.
Some would say analytical.
But yeah, he's a bit cruel.
Is he the, is he Northern Irish?
Cruelly analytical. No, very not Irish.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know.
He created the Netflix film Death of 2020. He also made Black Mirror.
Oh, Black Mirror. Okay, yeah. So it's that guy and his name is Charlie Brooker?
Yes!
Okay, but okay.
I told you. You don't need to know what I'm on about. I just need to give you the clue and you're there.
All right.
Correct answer, Charlie Brooker. Question number 8. In 2017, who directed the film Lady Bird?
Lady Bird is a movie with a lady in it and not very many birds.
No.
So I saw it. I loved it. Arguing in the car, mother-daughter arguing in the car. Poignant. True to life, ripped from the headlines. What is the name of the woman who directed it?
Yes,
Did she star in it as well?
No.
Is it Greta somebody or other?
Yes.
Greta Gerwig or something?
I'm going to give you that. It's Greta Gerwig.
Gerwig. Okay, see, I sort of knew that one.
Question number 9. In which city is Trainspotting set?
It's set in a land of Scots people. I believe it is Glasgow.
Incorrect.
Edinburgh, I mean. I meant to say Edinburgh.
Okay. Correct.
All right, thank
Edinburgh.
You. I like how you're grading on a curve here.
Question number 10. There have been 4 biopics about the life of a musician nominated for a Best Film Oscar. Can you name any of them for 1 point?
Would Rocketman be in there? I enjoyed that.
Oh, but it didn't. Well, the Academy didn't.
The Academy didn't agree with my, I'm very spotty in what I'm actually getting at there and seeing. Mm. Since the beginning of Oscars being given out, the Bix Beiderman story, I don't know, is that in there? No.
No, we have Bohemian Rhapsody, obviously about Queen, about Ray Charles, the pianist, based on the Holocaust memoir by the Polish-Jewish pianist and composer Ladislaw Spilman.
Adrian Brody was in that one.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Oh, okay.
Big time. And Shine, biographical drama based on the life of David Helfgott. And obviously that was played by Jeffrey Rush. Okay, question number 11. Let's stay with the Oscars. Meryl Streep has won 3 times. Good for you, Meryl. For 2 points, can you name 2 films she won that award for?
Okay, I'd say Sophie's Choice would be one.
Big time. 1982.
What's another film? I mean, was she that Woody Allen film where she played the mean lesbian ex-wife? Like bitchy and beautiful.
What's that? That sounds great.
Yes, it is good.
Yeah.
So she is the mean frosty ice queen lesbian ex. Is she the lesbian ex? And it's called Kramer versus Kramer.
Correct.
And Dustin Hoffman.
That's it. Kramer versus Kramer. She won for in 1979, Sophie's Choice in 1982, and she also won in 2011 for The Iron Lady, playing Margaret Thatcher. Final question. We have a list of supporting characters from the TV show Friends. Can you name three of those characters who appeared in 10 or more episodes? This is for 3 points.
Okay, so not the main six people, but supporting characters, and they had to be regulars, regulars.
Yeah, keep coming back.
No, I just don't know. So, there was an irritating girlfriend who had a, was she Ross's girlfriend? I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take it. Carol is who you're talking about.
I loved Friends. Oh, I watched it every week. I just don't know.
You might be thinking of Janice.
Oh, yeah, Janice is who I was thinking of. Janice.
We'll take Janice.
Okay, take...
I'm going to give you 1 point for Janice.
Okay.
And then we're going to get out.
I love... It's like Katie's patronizing... Patronize Katie quiz.
But for everyone else in the world who's probably screaming these names, we've got Gunther, Jack and Judy Geller, the Ross and Monica's parents, Janice, of course, Mike Hannigan, Phoebe's husband, Ben Geller, Ross's son, Carol, Ross's ex, Emily, irritating girlfriend, Susan, Carol's girlfriend, Estelle, the agent, of course, Richard Burke, the inappropriately older boyfriend of Monica, and the chick and the duck. Your score after that round is still pretty good, though. Who cares about the Friends question at the end? 7 points. We'll talk through Katie's points after this break.
Welcome along to a brand new podcast called 21st Century Football, a complete guide. Well, so far that is. This podcast is all about celebrating the best of the world's most beautiful game, but only if it happened in the 21st century. This series is all about championing the greatest footballers of the last 20 years. Each week we'll have a variety of hosts, including YouTube star Statman Dave, Stephen Tries.
Got that underwear range.
You've got a pair on now, haven't you, Stephen?
No. I soiled mine this morning.
And myself, Will Brazier, will also feature radio legend Adam Brown. Find us on your regular podcasting sites, as well as our brand new YouTube channel. Search 21st Century Football.
It sound right, boy.
Seven today, 25 overall. Yeah, you're definitely getting better. I feel like you're...
Am I waking up over the week? I'm just getting, every day. I think it is... This just goes to show you, don't ever give up on your children or your elderly parents. You know, you can just keep, or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, your husband or wife, you know, that you can mold their personality and make them work.
So at home, you're in charge of what you watch on TV, and you said you've watched The Queen's Gambit.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you've been completely immersed in during this slightly difficult lockdown?
Funny you should ask this, because I've gone a little counterintuitive during this dark time, and I'm watching Night Stalker on Netflix. I'm watching the story of this serial killer who took great pleasure in seeing the fear in his victim's eyes before he... did all sorts of bad things
why
to them.
Why on earth?
This is why I'm watching it. I feel nostalgic for Los Angeles. And so I thought, if I watch this true crime documentary about LA, I'll get to see a lot of scenes of Los Angeles. And I am. And actually, it's such a weird contrast, because I'm feeling these sharp surges of pleasure at just seeing the mundane, ordinary neighborhoods that I'm familiar with, but interspersed with... crime scene photographs of brutalized people, smushed and stabbed and
but
shot.
I mean, it's interesting. Sometimes we just need to feel alive again. No,
I'm feeling, you know, well, that's what the Night Stalker thought. He thought, this is how I'm getting my rocks off. I'm going to stomp on people's heads.
Yeah, as long as you haven't taken it there, Kate, I think it's fair enough, whatever you get your kicks from. Mine's Gardener's World, but that's just me.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Katie. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. Time for your third Connector Clue of the week. The connection will be revealed on Friday. Want to know what is the name of the series of art galleries found in London, Liverpool and St. Ives? What is the name of the series of art galleries found in London, Liverpool and St. Ives?
I can't believe I'm not going to say it, but I actually know this because I've been to these places.
Oh, the irony. There will be a connection to the answers from earlier this week, and we'll be back tomorrow for your fourth and final clue. I'll see you then.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.